Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
Hello, I'm Kenneth Copeland, and it's Thursday. It's one day closer to the resurrection.
Yes, sir.
It's one day closer.
Yes, sir.
One day closer to Christmas.
Yes, it is.
One day closer to my birthday.
Yes, sir.
And one day closer to glory, my anniversary.
Happy birthday,
next
happy anniversary.
Next one will be 61 years. Glory to God.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
And this is the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast, and we thank you for joining us today. And we're just having a whole lot of fun here. And the Spirit of power. Mm. Glory to God. Started out in the book of Genesis and goes all the way to the book of Revelation. Same Spirit, same God. Who is love.
Absolutely.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, let's go back to 1 John where we were. Now, we remember, well, hold your place there and look at the Gospel of John, 14th chapter. Now, remember now, chapter 13, through 17 mm-hmm. is all right there in that Passover meal, mm-hmm. which has been called the Last Supper. Well, actually, it was the last of that covenant.
That's right.
But it was the first supper. It was the supper that changed heaven and earth. I mean, this is moments mm-hmm. before the cross. And they didn't know it, but He was preparing them right then for that. He promised them that another Comforter was coming.
That's right.
The Holy Spirit, the one we're talking about.
That's right.
Now, right here in John 14, He starts off with, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in Me." And this powerful thing, "I say unto you, he that believes on Me, the works that I do, shall he do also," and so forth. But now look at the 21st verse, and it explains it. "He that hath My commandments and keeps them, he it is that loves Me." Well, now, wait a minute. Over here, see, Jesus didn't say, okay, now verse 34. No, that was put in there for reference sake. But now He said, "A new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another." Now, "He that hath My commandments and keeps them, he it is that loves Me. And he that loves Me shall be loved of My Father, and I will love him and will manifest Myself to him." Oh, my, I will manifest Myself. Well, it can be so supernatural and not be spectacular at all.
That's right.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
These small manifestations when you know, whew, that was God. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. And you can walk in a state of constant manifestation mm-hmm. if you're practicing His presence.
That's it.
And practicing this book, and you're aware of covenants of blood, the most serious agreement there is. A covenant of blood can't be broken with a lawyer. The Bible said it cannot be annulled. It can't be broken. It's blood bought. Now, and I might mention here, you and I can't break the covenant. The covenant is between the Almighty God
That's right.
and a resurrected immortal man.
That's right.
Now, we can break fellowship with it, but we can't break the covenant. And right here,
we're beneficiaries of the covenant.
Yes, we are. And right here in 1 John, "If we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin.
Yes, sir.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth isn't in us. If we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Hey, that fixes it. You have to do it by faith.
Yes.
Not just confess it and go on. No. You can confess it and go on, but then you believe it. You believe the love that He has for me.
See, I was always afraid that there was some sin I didn't know I did that would disqualify me. Chapter 2 is the answer.
Yes, it is.
My little children, these things write unto you that you sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And He is the propitiation for our sins, and not only for ours only, but the sins of the whole world. I have an advocate with the Father for things I didn't even know I did.
Oh, yeah, that's right. And because there are sins of omission.
Sure.
As well as sins of commission.
Right.
But when you're walking in that place where, like we talked about earlier, when you're practicing His presence, and He'll bring things up to you.
Oh, sure.
There's been things that the Lord has just come up in me and said, you shouldn't have said that.
Right.
Well, I knew I shouldn't have said it. Said it. But it's out there. So repent of it.
Mm-hmm. See, I learned the difference finally between conviction and condemnation. Condemnation is your bad. I'm disappointed in you. Conviction is what the Holy Spirit does. Will say, that's not who you are. You're better than that. So there's a better way to say that.
Yeah.
And that's what we need to do. That's what the Holy Spirit, He will convict you of unrighteousness, Greg. That was not the way righteous people do things.
Yes.
And so then what have I got? I got 1 John 1:9. You're absolutely right, Father. That is not the way righteous people do things. And I'm righteous. And so you brought that to my attention. I thank you for that. I love correction.
Yes. Oh, my, yes.
And so therefore, I'm going to repent of that.
Oh, my, yes.
You see, it's not that I got to get born again.
I learned this flying airplanes, of course. And, you know, when you've been flying a long time, but you have to go back for recurrent training. And still, I have a very close friend, good flight instructor, and he takes me out and he said, now, wait a minute. No, don't do that like that. I'm glad to get that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I work at it. Mm-hmm. I don't make as big of mistakes as I used to make, but a little one will kill you just as quick as a big one will.
That's right.
If you don't correct it. And so correction is wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
And it's people that buck at correction. And there are pilots that do it. Well, I've been flying a long time. I don't need to be doing that. Well, I don't want to fly with you anymore. You're just too good for me. And there are people that fly without a checklist. I'm not going with you. Nobody's that good. Even those that have the checklist memorized. It's good to have it memorized. That's good. But you need to go back and look at it again on paper, because memory can twist a little something that you didn't pick up. And the same thing is true as memorizing scriptures. It's good to memorize scriptures, but go back and read them. You can memorize, and just a little change and you don't know you made it.
Right.
Put your eyes on it. That's Proverbs 4. What? One of the core values, we put the Word of God first place, final authority. Keep it before your eyes.
Well, it's like this little phrase right here, this quoting this, right? Let's see if I get this right. The truth will set you free.
No.
That's not right?
No.
That's not right?
No.
The class is catching me here.
No, I didn't write it all.
The truth
will make you free. Mm. That's the way it's written.
See, one little word.
Yes. And there's all the... And I've heard people say, well, set you free, makes you free. What's the difference?
It's a big difference.
There's a lot of difference. It will make you free. And the truth is this book.
Yeah.
This book is in blood. And when you find out His truth about sickness, you'll never be sick again. It'll make you free. It has already made you free. If you'll stay in it, continue ye in my word, you'll be my disciples indeed, and the truth will make you free.
Amen. When Amalek came up against Moses, the children of Israel, God put two friends right there with Moses to keep his hands up.
Yes.
Remember that? So he wouldn't get weary. God has sent his two most trusted leaders to each one of us. And they are the Spirit and the Word. And the Spirit and the Word.
That is so rich.
Keeps our hands up. If you have only the Word, you can dry up. If you have only the Spirit, you can blow up. But when you have them both together, you grow up.
That's what happens.
And that's what happens with us. So the Word and the Spirit agree, and the Holy Spirit speaks the Word and responds to the Word. And this is why we have those two power twins in our life. God gave us the two best to keep our hands up, to keep us on our race. And that's what Kenneth Copeland Bible College is about.
Greg, the Spirit of God said this to me earlier, and I believe this is a place to bring this up. Mm-hmm. We teach this at KCBC. There are certain things that you settle in prayer. Mm-hmm. You don't pray about them anymore.
That's right.
I remember, and I've said and told about this, the only time that I really raised my voice to Gloria, and I was just, I don't even remember now what set me on, what is the devil? And really the only time I raised my voice to her in 60 years. Mm. And I just stopped and I said, oh, Gloria, I'm so sorry. And I just fell over on the couch. We lived in this little rent house, and I just fell over on that couch, went into a deep sleep. Now, to show you what love will do. And I mean, I was just ranting and going on. And I just stopped. And I remember thinking, she doesn't deserve this. And I just stopped right in the middle of it. I said, oh, I'm so sorry. And I just fell over on that couch. It was so deep, I thought maybe I slept around the clock, but then I realized I didn't. It's so deep sleep. And I opened my eyes, and there she was, right up there in my face. I dare say 9 out of 10 or more, right in the middle of that, she had just slapped my jaws and walked out, and that had been the end of that marriage. But love wouldn't let it happen. And I looked at her and I said, oh, Gloria, I have to preach. She said, I know it. Little tears in her eyes. I know it. I have never prayed about that since. Hmm. I'm called to preach. I am a preacher. From that minute, I had a lot to learn because I was ignorant as a sack of hammers, but I'm just crazy. I didn't know what I was doing. But I've never had to pray about, well, I wonder if I'm called. That was taken care of. That was settled way back there then. I didn't quit being a preacher. I just started being a preacher. And that day to this, I'm still a preacher. Now, I had a lot, I had a whole lot to learn, but that was settled. And there are certain core values that we need to settle.
Amen.
Certain things we don't pray about that anymore. We may pray concerning it, but that's settled fact. And quality decisions. A quality decision is a word-based decision. Mm-hmm. And as we've taught a lot of times that bad things happen to good people because good people make bad decisions, bad choices. But there are certain decisions that are made based on the Word. A quality decision is a decision about which there is no more argument. and from which there is no retreat,
right.
no backing up.
Right.
This is it forever.
Forever settled.
Yes. Now,
that's fully persuaded.
Yes, it is. That's fully persuaded. Now, there are core values. That's the core. You think about the core of an apple, apple core, C-O-R-E. Mm-hmm. Of course, that the dictionary definition is the most essential part of anything. Mm-hmm. Well, that's the essential part of an apple because that's where the seeds are. Mm-hmm. That's where its continuance is right in the center.
And that's where it was attached to the tree.
Yes.
To the life.
That's it. Yeah. So there are seven of them that we teach in KCBC. Number one, we put the Word of God first place, final authority. I am what it says I am, and I can do what it says I can do with the help of the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of power. We live by faith. Faith makes prayer work. Prayer doesn't make faith work.
That's right.
Number three, we walk in love. Love makes faith work. Number four, we are led by the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. Romans 8, 14 through 17. We pray about everything. Mm-hmm. Everything.
Yeah.
We pray about everything. It is a prayer when you say, Lord, should I do that?
That's a prayer.
Okay. No. Wait and get the answer. Mm-hmm. Should I do that?
Or maybe it's, I know I should do that. Is this the right time? How would you have me do that?
I didn't hear anything. Well, don't do anything.
That's right.
There is a saying in aviation, and it's to realize, I'm off the ground. I can't just park this thing. And suddenly something happened. Stop and wind your watch. Now, wait a minute. What is this all about? Don't get in a hurry. We have an emergency here. I have a firelight. I have memory items. I know what to do about that. But I'm not in a hurry about it. Because if I get in a hurry, I make mistakes. I'm going without answers. So what's the first thing that comes after this? Checklist. Mm-hmm. So something happens. Checklist.
There you go. That's responding instead of reacting.
Well, what am I going to do? We walk by faith. Wind your watch. Be still.
Hmm.
Gloria and I had just driven in from Tulsa, and we sat down there at the bar that was in my mother's kitchen, and I said, Mother, I'm hungry. Scramble me some eggs. She said, this little telephone rang. She came in there and she said, Kenneth, they just called. If we're going to see Eileen alive, we're going to have to get to the hospital right now. I said, now, Mama, just take it easy. When you're going to have to, I said, I'm going to have to change shirts. I'm filthy. So, go ahead and get us, Mama. Because I didn't know what to do. I was tired. That's Texas, isn't it? You know, you get tarred and you iron the clothes. Anyway. That's old-timey Texas. But anyway, and so I went back and washed my face and cleaned and shaved. Got a clean shirt and put it on. Walked back in the kitchen. She said, come on. I said, I'm going to finish my eggs. Now, what am I doing? I was winding my watch. Mm-hmm. I learned that flying airplanes. Mm-hmm. But I'd also learned it from Oral Roberts and Kenneth Hagin. Not going to do any good for me to get all upset. So we walk by faith. Right. And I'm telling you, those scrambled eggs taste like leather. But I ate them because you don't ever want the devil to see you sweat. Because greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. So I got in the car and Gloria got in the back seat and I said, Mommy, you drive and you take it easy. So we drove down to the hospital. They had moved her over to just a room because the doctor had not come by and signed the death certificate yet. But on the way to the hospital, now I had time to pray in tongues, inquire of the Lord, and I heard exactly what to do. We walked in there in her room. Her daughter was standing at the end of the bed making funeral arrangements. I said, Lois, put the phone down. Huh? I said, put the phone down, Lois. So she put the phone down and walked up there beside her bed. And she was always a very slender woman anyway. She had a big knot right here. And so Mother said, Kenneth, that thing right there is just, she is just choking her to death. Well, the doctor said she's dead. He just hadn't signed the certificate. On the way to that hospital, the Lord told me exactly what to do.
Praise God.
I touched that and said, Aunt Eileen, open your eyes. Her eyes popped open. She said, Kenneth, what are you doing here? I said, I came to pray for you.
Praise the Lord.
And the doctor didn't get to sign his death certificate.
Oh.
So, and she moved back to her house and she lived by herself. Yeah. And I'm telling you, she was a Southern Baptist saint of God. She loved God, I just tell you. And one day, Mother was driving down the street and she got it in her spirit. She said, go see Eileen. So she went, Mother went over there and she was sitting in her favorite chair in her living room. And Mother said, Eileen, you think it's about time to go? She said, oh, yeah. She said, yeah, he's right there. And I told him he had to wait a minute. So Mother took her in, put her in her bed. Mother told her, said, Eileen, just lay your head back on the pillow and let it go. She laid her head back and began to speak in tongues.
Praise God.
That dear Southern Baptist child of God. Just the Spirit of God just consumed her. She began to speak in tongues, and out she went.
Wow.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yes, sir.
Is don't... Now, if it is a bona fide emergency, use the name.
That's right.
Use the name.
In the authority of the blood.
Yes.
Having been washed in the blood,
yes.
I have the power to use the name.
And that name... And the blood covers all the scriptures,
yep.
All the covenant.
Yep. It's all there.
So use the name. Now, here it is right here. This commandment. Where am I here?
1 John.
Yeah, 1 John. Okay, third chapter. And the 23rd verse. And this is his commandment. Now, we know what he said. In the 13th chapter of John, or 14:21, we read that. This is his commandment that we should believe on the name of his Son Jesus Christ and love one another as he gave commandment. We are commanded to believe on that name.
Yes. Have faith in that name.
Have faith in the name. And we're already out of time. And you didn't get saved.
Praise God.
Oh, praise God. We'll be back here.
Are you done with tolerating defeat in your life? Here's the good news. You can live free from all the baggage of the enemy. You can even demolish burdens in the lives of those around you. How? Through the power of God's anointing. In the audio series, The Power of the Anointing, Kenneth Copeland guides you through scripture to reveal the truth about the anointing and what it can do for you. You will learn exactly what the anointing is, the benefits that the anointing holds, and how to use the power of the anointing. This anointing carries all the power and benefits that Jesus came to deliver: joy, healing, freedom, eternal life. You can do all things through the anointing. Imagine dominating hurdles in your life and achieving success, and having the same type of impact that Jesus did in lives and circumstances everywhere you go. Freedom and success are all wrapped up in the anointing, which is Christ in you. You can live victoriously in every area of your life. Let God's burden-removing, yoke-destroying power completely set you free. Request your free audio series, The Power of the Anointing, by Kenneth Copeland, on kcm.org/tvspecial, or when you call 800-600-7395. This offer is good for 60 days. Outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information. Welcome to KCM.org, your study center for victory. Stay focused on truth by reading the devotional From Faith to Faith and the one-year Bible plan every day. Keep up with culturally relevant articles and free downloads on the blog. Click through interactive issues of the BVOV magazine with links to videos and further reading. Follow along with the question of the day. Face tough questions with answers based firmly on the Bible. Get a faith boost by reading testimonies of real-life success stories from people just like you. KCM.org meets you where you are.
Join Kenneth Copeland at these upcoming KCM events. August 1 through 6, bring your whole family to the Southwest Believers Convention in Fort Worth, Texas. October 27 through 29, come to the Omaha Victory Campaign in Nebraska. And November 10 through 12, join Kenneth Copeland at the Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign in Woodbridge, Virginia. KCM events are free to attend. Go to kcm.org/events for more information, and we'll see you there.
Now, don't miss tomorrow's broadcast. I know you're not going to, but these things are vital to life. It is a way of life, the way of life. And we'll be back tomorrow. Until then, this is Kenneth Copeland, Greg Stevens, and the whole class reminding you that God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord. Yee-haw, glory to God.
Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Watch the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast free on kcm.org or KCM's Roku channel. If you would like a free copy of the broadcast to put into your faith library, you can download it on kcm.org or request it on DVD or CD. Keep your heart full of the Word of God and continue to grow in faith. Every believer has a voice, and it is the voice of victory.